For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
Opium production in Afghanistan has increased exponentially since the U.S. invasion in 2001. Estimates for 2006 are expected to surpass or remain at current bumper crop levels. An astonishing 90% of the world's heroin now originates in U.S.-controlled Afghanistan. Poppy eradication and rumors of eradication have nearly doubled farm gate opium prices since last October, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan announced this week. British Defense Minister John Reid recently stressed that British forces will not be involved with eradication efforts. The British military is seeking to keep its forces as far away from the poppies as possible. Despite poppies crowding along their razor wire defenses, the commander of Canadian troops in Afghanistan announced similar intentions this week, emphasizing Canada's resolve to avoid damaging the plants. In Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Illinois, Ohio, Delaware, and possibly Maryland, a dramatic surge in overdoses is being attributed to heroin adulterated with the high-powered painkiller fentanyl. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
War is any means of breaking the will of the enemy. Drugs are a means of waging war. In a drug war, the enemy is defeated when the distraction of crime, corruption, and easy money is greater than the fear of the consequences of defeat. By the mid-60s, the federal government was facing a formidable enemy. Not in the jungles of Vietnam, but right here on the streets of America, as the civil rights movement was in full swing. Groups of people on college campuses and in thousands of cities across the country were organizing to oppose the war and marching for civil rights. The will of these groups was strong, and for a time, it looked like there would be revolutionary change in America. But President Johnson signed the Controlled Substances Act, and the streets were soon filled with controlled substances. Groups started losing members. Police jailed protesters on drug charges by the thousands. The will of the people was broken by drugs and by drug war. And the timely boost in the illegal drug trade that gutted the civil rights movement? Was that just coincidence? Or could it be that the simultaneous government importation and prohibition of drugs, as revealed just a few short years later during the Iran-Contra scandal, is just another standard weapon in the arsenal of empire? For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.